Issuing the weapons. There is a common notion that the state armory was a type of department store for weapon and armor, but this is wrong. Although private individuals who had authorization were able to acquire weapons from the armory in order to defend their castles, they were not able to enter it. It was only upon written request and subsequent payment that the armory equipment manager would release the desired items. The weapons and armor would be let down using a pulley on the west side of the building. The customer would not be able to take the goods until they reached the armory courtyard. But deliveries usually took place on a grand scale. For the equipment destined for the military levies, troops, or military border, thousands of items would be loaded onto carts and then taken to their destination at musters, troop assembly points, or taken to other armories. This does not mean, however, that the combatants would then march into a war zone fully armed. To make the journey easier for them, their weapons and armour would be transported on so-called army carts, readily at hand.